When your eyesight is at stake, it pays to travel to one of the world's leading eye surgeons. Dr. Johnny Gayton is an author, speaker, Christian leader, and a renowned surgical eye expert. Whether it's cataracts, PRK, LASIK, or implanted lenses, when only the best is needed, see Dr. Johnny Gayton at EyesightAssociates.com.
Hello, this is Matt Slick from the Matt Slick Live podcast, where I defend the Christian faith and lay out our foundations of the truth of God's Word. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. Today, it's, sometimes I have folks in the studio and we get to actually have this interaction face to face. Sometimes it's a phone call, like where if you show an interest to want to be on the Q&A show, go to koloff.net and you'll get a personal phone call from the Russian Nightmare and get to ask me some questions that have been burning in your mind forever. Go to koloff.net. But today, I have a dear, dear friend on the line with me all the way from New York, Bobby Rydell. Bobby, welcome to Q&A with Koloff.
Oh, I'm very excited to get some questions for you. Very excited.
Well, I am too, because as I often tell, I'm like, you know, I very rarely, if ever, know what anyone's going to ask. So it is totally spontaneous, and sometimes I'm put out. Some people put me out there on the floor and they're like, let's see, how am I going to answer this question, right? They really put me under the gun, under fire, so to speak. So anyway,
yes,
Bobby Rydell. And so for our listeners out there who, you know, maybe aren't familiar with Bobby Rydell, let's just right out of the gate bring clarity to make sure our listeners, because, you know, we have people of all ages that listen both to the Man Up Show as well as Q&A with Koloff. So I'm not talking to is the Bobby Rydell, the American singer, actor from, you know, rock and roll, traditional pop music of the 1950s or 60s. Is that correct?
Correct, but I can sing you a tune if you want. But yes, no, I'm not him.
So you do sing, but you're not the pop star of the 50s, 60s Bobby Rydell. But you do sing.
Correct. I better not look like him either. But no.
Well, if people, anyone, you know, they pull up a picture of Bobby Rydell, it's easy to see why he was a teen idol. I mean, he was a very stunning young man, you know, and easy to see why the girls flocked to Bobby Rydell. But okay, so you're up in New York and living on Long Island, and I know our relationship goes back 20 or so years, right?
Yeah, yep. We've gone a lot of places around the country, even California. We did 3 days of ministry together out there.
We did. Do you remember when we, because I don't, do you remember when we or where we first met?
I would have to probably guess the AIM conference would maybe the first time, or it could have been a convention. It could have been some, you know, there's so many conventions. It could have been one of those somewhere.
Yep. So speaking of conventions, so you've been involved. I mean, you've been a wrestling fan from a young age and eventually got involved and engaged in the wrestling world and in a variety of ways. And of course, currently, or I should say recently, you had brought me up to New Jersey for a WrestleCon up there, and a very successful WrestleCon. Tons of people, tons of fans. I met some amazing folks up there. And so give our listeners just a quick backdrop of what all are you involved in. Share that with us.
I have a company called Integrity Bookings. It's an event management company, not just for pro wrestling, but for other events as well. But it's a talent representation agency, and predominantly it's been pro wrestlers for the majority of its existence, and that's, you know, from conventions to commercials to parties to signings and to matches. But it's also been musicians, it's been actors, it's been all sorts of different things. So from like Comic-Cons to the craziness of the world of Comic-Cons to church events, we kind of do it all.
Yeah, and you know, be sure go listen to the interview I did with Bobby on the Man Up Show, because he does some name dropping over there. I'm just gonna I'm gonna leave it right there, so you'll like, ooh, who has Bob? Let me just say this for you, the listener. Bobby has been around some big names in the entertainment industry, and lots of stories there. People are going to be mad, Bobby, because they're like, well, tell us a story. All right, Bobby, tell them one story, maybe one you haven't told before, of a fun experience you've had in the entertainment world.
Okay. A real quick one, I guess. So there was a time, I'll do the Joan Rivers. I just mentioned her in the last episode, but I didn't tell the story. So she's doing a gig in New York City. It was my friend's birthday. He happens to love Joan Rivers. We go see her. I don't know why I feel like I can always do these things, but I said, you know what? I'm going to have him meet her tonight. I had no plan. I had no connection to her, nothing. But, of course, I was able to arrange it that night, and she brings us into this really excluded area in this building, and he goes, oh, I love all the movies you've been in. And she says, oh, yeah, what's your favorite movie of mine? And he said, The Muppets Take Manhattan. It was the most honest choice of movie.
Random story, right? Yeah,
I hung my head in shame. Like, what did I do out of all the ones? Her scene with Miss Piggy is what she's most remembered for.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sure she was very gracious and thank you for that, right?
She made it a joke. She said, well, I've never heard that before, but great, thank you.
Well, and she was, I mean, you know, quite the actress as well as, you know, because she does stand-up comedy as well, right?
Yes, she was doing a one-woman show. And
okay.
Like I said, there's been just so many people. I'm just forgetting. A lot of, like, the Nickelodeon stars of the day in the Hallmark Channel, and it's been all different types of people. Betty White. I mean, it's been a lot.
Yeah, you have some real-life experience that the majority of people have never had, and which is amazing. And of course, around that wrestling world, you know, I mentioned one of my fondest memories of, you know, you mentioned the trip to California. We did a 3-day outreach out there. Well, you combined, like, yep, right, wrestling and ministry.
Yep. In Orange County. Yep.
Yep, mm-hmm. Out there and had made, I believe, an incredible impact over the course of those 3 days. You mentioned the AIM conference, Larry Karachuk, who Larry headed Wendy. Up the AIM conference. And any idea how many of those conferences you might have attended?
Yeah, I learned about it a little bit later, so I only got to do 3 of them. But they were used so mightily in those days too, with mentoring. Johnny as well, discipling other people, and Jensen Franklin being there. And my mom, like when we had to go to Tommy Barnett's church, Phoenix First Assembly, my mom used to babysit Matthew Barnett way back when.
That's so crazy. Kind of awesome.
I know, it's crazy. So it was awesome for me to like eat Pastor Tommy and, you know, just be on that stage. And of course, even like Lori Baker, Jim Baker's wife, you know, like she came out of there. So it was just great being around people that I always heard about.
Yeah, you need to remind Matthew of that someday. You know, of course, he's running the LA Dream Center out in Los Angeles, an amazing ministry to the homeless and so many other things. The LA Dream Center, I've ministered out there. And actually, my oldest daughter, Taryn, actually attended Master's Commission, the same thing that Lori, who you mentioned, Lori Baker, who went through Master's Commission at Phoenix First. My oldest daughter, Taryn, was a part of that. And then one of my other daughters, Tawny actually spent a season out at the LA Dream Center just serving, right? You know, they did that, my girls, right out of high school, and just to get a taste of ministry there as well. And of course, you know, we did what the biggest outreach I've ever done was in Jamaica, where you were a part of, you and Johnny were a part of that. Johnny wrestled, you managed, Lex Luger was with me, and we did that in front of an audience of over 73,000 that night, and saw thousands and thousands come to Christ that night using wrestling, of all things, as an illustration of good versus evil. And then Lex and I shared our testimonies. And you and Johnny now co-pastor Sound of Heaven Church up in Long Island, correct?
We do. We're in our 12th year. It's amazing what God has done with just a bunch of pro wrestling people, right? God can use anybody. Gideon's Army. And that's what I feel like we are a lot of times.
He can use anybody. Yeah, Gideon's Army. I joke and I say, God, if God can speak through a donkey and a burning bush, he can speak through a wrestler, or as we call it here in the South, a wrestler, right?
Exactly.
It's
been wonderful. It's been great. We're like the little engine that could. We've been able to really accomplish a lot.
What's the website for Sound of Heaven? If people want to check out Sound of Heaven, maybe they're in New York, Long Island, want to visit the church on a Sunday or jump in on a Bible study on a Wednesday night, how can they find you?
They can go to the website, this soh.church, and as well as the app, App Store, Sound of Heaven. You can go to Instagram, Sound of Heaven. It will all be there. Facebook, same thing. Just type in Sound of Heaven, soh.church. You will find us live at those different places.
What a great, I love that name, too, Sound of Heaven. Now, Bobby, do you ever sing on the worship team there since you sing?
I actually do not, although I've been asked to go up there a couple times and spontaneously do some things, but no, I do not.
Okay, but Johnny's wife has a beautiful voice and leads worship, yeah?
Yes, Rachel is really, truly amazing. No bias there. She's just an unbelievably anointed person. The atmosphere shifts when she sings, as well as several other people, but Rachel has something really special. And she actually has an album, her and her sister, Rebecca. It's called Rachel and Rebecca.
That is awesome. Well, I'm sure they can find that on iTunes or different places,
yes, they
right?
Can.
So, okay, and before we transition to your questions, how do people learn more about Bobby Rydell? Where do they find you?
Oh, you can go to Long Island Awakening on Facebook. You can go to being_Bobby_Rydell on Instagram. And that's about it for now. We'll see what we've done in the future.
And that's Rydell, R-I-E-D-E-L, one L.
R-I-E-D-E-L. Mm-hmm.
Very good. All right. Well, let's say this is the Q&A with Koloff, and so we don't want to bore our listeners any longer. No, they're not bored. They've loved our conversation, I assure you. All right. Let's get to your first question. I'm curious to see what you're going to ask, Bobby. Fire away.
Okay. So you've been asked a million questions over your whole career, and you know, even in ministry. And I was saying to myself, I was even up in the middle of the night trying to think, can I alter some of the questions I had? I want to get things that maybe you haven't been asked. So I kind of like trying to catch people off guard a little bit.
Yep.
So here's question number one. So it's no secret that as a whole, of course, the church hasn't done everything right in their evangelism tactics or just even representing Christ. The heart can be right, but maybe the delivery can be wrong. So what would you do? What advice would you give in those certain cases? How would you go about ministering to the world, and how would you correct some of the wrongs that the church might have done?
You know, that's a great question, and I love how you said the heart might be right, but the delivery might be wrong. And I've often said this. I think the real key to that, Bobby, is when, and I'm sitting here looking at on the wall, the Truth Network, Experience Truth. Okay. And so, you know, these shows, of course, go up on all the podcast platforms, but as well as across the Truth Radio Network. And let me just say, if you go download the Truth app, we talked about downloading the Sound of Heaven app, download the Truth Network app. You can get tons of podcasts that will bless you. But all that to say, the Truth Network and the Truth.
Would your company, business, or you personally like to partner with me in supporting Koloff for Christ Ministries, The Man Up Show, and Man Up Minutes? Go to koloff.net and click the donate button. You can give monthly, annually, or one time. God bless you for making a difference around the world.
You're listening to The Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
You're listening to The Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
So many people, Bobby, will speak the truth, and as we should. And but the key I have found personally is, and here's the key, is the word love. Two words. Mm-hmm. In love. Speak the truth, but speak it in love. I mean, Bobby, you and I could take a blowhorn and stand on the corner of a street and say, you're going to hell if you don't give your life to Jesus. Now, is that truth? Well, biblically speaking, according to the Bible, yes. If you don't surrender your heart, give your life to Jesus, become a born again, born of the flesh, but also born of the Spirit, yeah, then you by choice, by default, are headed to hell. However, most people I find, and I think you might agree with this, won't receive that because it doesn't sound very loving, does it? And when Lex Luger came to Christ, it wasn't a jail chaplain preaching to Lex and preaching. It was the jail chaplain reaching out to Lex and building a friendship with him, never once preaching to him, but allowing that friendship to develop in love, a loving friendship. And eventually, guess what happened? Lex became curious and eventually started asking Steve questions, and that's what led to Lex's salvation. Lex calls it relational ministry, okay? And so how we can right some of the wrongs is, and this is where we have to combat what I call the religious spirit as well, and that is speak the truth. We always want to speak the truth of God's word, but make sure it's covered in love. So when you're speaking to a person the truth of God's word, share it with love. And I think, Bobby, if we'll do that, we'll win more people to Christ than just grabbing the blowhorn and speaking truth where they don't receive it in love. Does that make sense?
That's perfect. I call it relational evangelism, so I'm right there with you. That's awesome. Great.
Yeah, thank you. Well, no, thank you for the question, because, and let me just tag one more thing onto that, because, you know, I used a blowhorn example. It can be a sign. You know, somebody makes this sign. In fact, I just saw it posted on social media, and they were like standing on this beach with a sign, say, you know, you're going to burn in hell if you don't get, well, that's probably not going to win too many on the beach to Jesus, you know, because it's not going to be well received or received in love. So speak the truth in love. All right, question number two.
Okay, so you are known for many, many things, of course. Everybody knows that. But one of the things that you're known for is this ministry called Man Camp. And I know you've spoken a lot about that, but here's a question for you. So men today, they're under a lot of attack. And let's say you're an oversensitive man, or you're one that maybe deals with fear or anxiety, you can oftentimes be stereotyped. It could, you know, people can speak over your life and plant seeds in your life, even from a young age, that can alter your identity and make you wonder, you know, who am I? Why am I here? What's my purpose in life? Do I have a purpose in life? So how would you speak to that? And is it a safe place for a man to come to the man camp if they really are struggling with who they are?
Yeah, thank you. And we have had men of, you know, the man camp is age 18 and up, and the oldest is 75 that has attended, who is still in his 70s, hungry for more truth. We're speaking about truth today. More truth, and hungry for the Word of God, and desiring, you know, to make some changes in his life. In fact, at camp, God revealed something to him that he had held on to from his childhood for 60 plus years, something that was said, a lie that was spoken that he received as truth because he was a child, right? And it set him on this course down this path that had derailed, you know, some of his relationships. And so what we attempt to do at Man Camp is set an atmosphere. Again, no stones. I say this all the time at camp. Look, we have no stones to throw here. He who is without sin, go ahead and cast the first one, right? So my staff has no stones to throw. So no matter what you might share at Man Camp, no matter how painful it may be, perhaps, how wounded you may be coming into camp, you're in an atmosphere where you can just open up and be transparent with no judgment. And you, some of you are going to struggle to believe that because you've been in church where you've been, you know, religious churches that have judged you all your life, you know, or hurt by a church, hurt by a pastor, hurt by somebody in church, and vowed to never go back to church when really, you know, the church is the bride of Christ. You weren't hurt by the church. You were hurt by somebody in church, by an individual. Right. So not the church as a whole. And so that's the atmosphere that we try to create a very safe place, a very sacred place that men can come, Bobby, and men come from all varieties and backgrounds. Pastors, a lot of pastors come. You know, you're a pastor now, and you know you don't feel the liberty to just share anything and everything to anyone because, quite truthfully, it could come back to bite you, right? Because not everyone has as much integrity, let's say, as you do, right? And you might say something to somebody in confidence, and they try to use that against you down the road, right? And so, no matter what you're struggling with, no matter how you've been hurt or wounded in the past, or whether it's in depression or anxiety or anything else, what I want you to hear is you can come to Man Camp, and I hope by the end of the camp, you're going to feel like you've been in one of the safest places you've ever been. The last thing I'll say, Bobby, along those lines is our goal is to help you identify lies that have been spoken into your life, and in many cases, at a very young age in your innocence, things that were said or done to you. And the enemy saw an opening. The enemy of our soul, Satan, the devil, came in and spoke a lie. You bought it as truth. And therefore, what we want to do is identify the lies and then replace it with God's truth. Okay?
Okay. So, excellent.
Yeah. So, okay, we got time for one more. If you've got one more.
Oh, I was hoping for two more. Okay.
I'll abbreviate my answers. How about that? Come on.
Okay. Well, these two are easier questions.
Okay.
So I think we'll be able to...
Those are some deep questions you asked, by the way.
Good. I was hoping to give you a little swerve.
And hey, hold on. And by the way, if you want, go to koloff.net or mancamp.info for you listening out there. If you want to learn more, ladies, if you want to send your man, encourage him to come to Man Camp. Don't browbeat him. Just say, you have my blessing if you want to go to the camp. Our goal, let me just say this, our goal when we send men home, ladies, is to equip and empower men to be even better than they already are, healthier than they are, godly men, godly husbands, and godly fathers. That's the goal. So, all right, next question.
Okay, simple question. If I were to go onto your phone or in your house and look at your stereo, if we still do that, what is your playlist? Who are you listening to right now?
Oh, well, my daughter, Kobe Koloff. no, not go. Biased by any means there. A little biased. She is one of my favorite singers, Kobe Koloff, and she's an incredible songwriter as well. And I mean that in all seriousness. I do listen to a lot of her music. I have her Pandora channel on my Pandora. I listen to her channel a lot. Of course, some of her songs on iTunes. But man, Kim Walker Smith. I mean, gosh, there's a group out of Nashville, Tennessee, now called Legacy. Go on YouTube and look up Legacy Nashville. If you want to get some incredible worship music, oh my goodness, Legacy Nashville, IHOP Kansas City, they do it. They have done, IHOP Kansas City has done a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week live stream, no breaks.
I've been there.
I know you have. No breaks for the last 25 years. Non-stop music, intercession, prayer, 25 plus years. And their intention is to do that till Jesus comes back. So go check that out. So, and there's so many other artists. I mean, Brandon Lake. Sure. I mean, gosh, I could just go on and on and on with all the artists. But that's what you're going to hear. So
okay. So the last question is a word association. And you'll have to keep the answers brief for the time, right? So just maybe a couple words or a sentence or two.
Word association, oh boy, okay.
Here we go. Rick Joyner.
Ooh, man of God, anointed.
Let's keep him in prayer, too. Bob Jones.
Wow, one of the most prophetic, insightful men of modern day.
Okay. Here we go. Jim Baker.
An incredible story of redemption, true redemption.
Hulk Hogan.
I'm pausing there. Let me think. No. an icon in the world of wrestling who helped wrestling become what it is today, world renowned, internationally known.
Tucker Carlson.
A man who speaks truth and is not afraid to speak truth and comes under fire because he speaks truth.
Donald Trump.
A man who you may not agree with his verbiage and his approach with people, but on policy, a history maker when it comes to policy, a man who knows the art of the deal.
Okay. Four more. Restoration, the word restoration.
Something every single person born on this earth needs.
Politics.
Something that will create a firestorm even among family members.
Billy Graham.
In my view, the wrestler or the evangelist?
Yeah, the evangelist.
The wrestler recently passed. I got to tell you this very quick story. Jesse Ventura was at a golf tournament in Asheville, North Carolina. Reverend Billy Graham heard he was there, wanted to send Maury Scobie, his personal assistant, over to send his respects. So they introduced Maury Scobie to Jesse Ventura as Billy Graham's personal assistant. Jesse's like, I know Billy like for years. I didn't even know he had a PA. And he's like, how did I never meet you? And he goes, I don't know. And somebody finally speaks up and goes, Governor, I think you guys are speaking about two different Billies. He's speaking about the Reverend Billy Graham. You're referring to the wrestler Billy Graham. And Jesse replies and says, Oh, yeah, I was speaking about the bigger one. And Maury Scobie says, well, that's funny. So was I. Ha, ha, ha. Everybody laughs, right? Reverend Billy Graham, I believe one of the greatest evangelists of all times. Talk about somebody who impacted the world, Reverend Billy Graham. Go to the Billy Graham Library in Charlotte sometime.
Yeah, go say hello to Wayne over there. And last but not least, Nikita Koloff.
Nikita, wow, you had to throw me under the bus on that one, didn't you? Nikita Koloff, I hope that anyone and everyone that meets me now, whether they remember me as the wrestler or they meet me in ministry, will walk away having had some level of experience or tasted the love of Jesus in and through me. That's my hope and my prayer, Bobby Rydell.
Well, this has been an awesome experience getting to drill Nikita here. So this is awesome. Great.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you, Bobby, for being a part of Q&A. And thank you once again for dialing in to Q&A with Koloff. Until next time, go out and live a God-filled, God-blessed day.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today.
Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
If you are enjoying Q&A with Koloff, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Are you looking for the perfect gift for your pastor? Well, look no further. Bless him with a trip to the Holy Land with yours truly, Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare. I'll be hosting this once-in-a-lifetime trip December 27, 2023 to January 5, 2024. Your pastor will never be the same.
Go to koloff.net to get registered today.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.